losing Florida's gubernatorial race was a big blow to Democrats in this election. They also lost a number of races across the state and the nation. Among the losses were several seats in the Florida House, which created a GOP supermajority, and those defeats led Daytona Beach Democrat Dwayne Taylor to publicly challenge West Palm Beach Democrat Mark Pafford for the role of minority leader.
A seventh vote in 1 year and 8 months. How the optics of that looks good for Florida is beyond me. As a Democrat, what is going to inspire anyone to run for office with that kind of scenario playing out?
That's an angry Florida Democratic Party Chair Allison Tant telling the News Service of Florida her thoughts on the matter. She says in her close to 2 years on the job, she's seen seven leadership votes within the caucus. And she adds the party has no time for the drama.
We have to marshal our energies, put on our big girl pants, and move the heck down the road. The bedwetters need to shut up and we need to move on. It is time to get back to what matters, and that is protecting and standing up for the middle class Floridian and quit this belly aching and be a leader and grow up.
Her latter remarks caught the attention of many within the party and outside, like outspoken Fort Walton Beach Republican Matt Gaetz, who commented several times about the infighting on Twitter, even at one point comparing the Democrats to cannibals.
Never have I seen so few fight so hard for so little.
And weeks later, and the day of the leadership race, Taylor pulled out of the race, partly blaming Tant.
I still believe that I had the numbers or the following, but it wasn't really about that. It was more about, you know, me being able to work with the leadership there at the Florida Democratic Party. I think they may have undermined any and everything that I would try to do to help recruit members and to get members here. So I think there needs some leadership there.
Taylor says he's already spoken with Pafford and will assist him in any way he can. And in his recent remarks to the caucus as its new leader, Pafford spoke about the importance of unity.
When we're here, when we have 38 folks in the back row, it's important that we maintain that unity over the next 2 years.
And as for Tant, she says,
really glad it's behind this.
So now, with the party trying to move forward, Tant has created a 14-member task force, which includes Miami-Dade Democratic Chair and Miami Senator Dwight Bullard.
You know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. And unfortunately, we've been sort of putting out an energy as Democrats that has not been successful in terms of statewide elected office. So I'm hoping to bring, you know, some recommendations that hopefully will be listened to, successful tactics that have worked in a number of local races that I've been a part of, and hopefully that translates on a statewide level.
But other Democrats are doubtful the task force can deliver, and Nan Rich is one of them. The former gubernatorial candidate says that's because she believes there are some people on the panel that shouldn't be on there.
I think it's important not to put people on committees and task forces that were part of the ones that created the strategies that I think were part of the reason we lost. To me, it's like the fox watching the hen house. You have to be careful who you put on these committees to make sure that you can have a legitimate, honest, objective analysis of what happened.
Same thing happened after Republicans lost the 2012 presidential. They blamed each other. They blamed the pollsters. They blamed their strategists. They blamed the get-out-the-vote people.
That's University of South Florida political scientist Susan McManus, who says this sort of infighting and trying to get back on track to a united front is very typical after an election, no matter the party.
When it falls short, people just point fingers. And it happens, as we're seeing here, to Democrats who lose a big race. It's just the name of the game. The blame game, then the fix-it game. That's always the cycle that it goes through.
Meanwhile, like the state Dems, Florida Congresswoman and National Democratic Committee Chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz is also putting together a similar panel to find out what went wrong on a national level. She recently enlisted the public's help for their input as well. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.